Australians love to bet, and we love to whinge about the trains running late. Now, a betting agency has combined these two great Australian pastimes. Sportsbet has opened a book on the punctuality of public transport networks. But transport ministers in two states are worried it could throw train networks into chaos if staff were tempted to swing a bet their way. The train operator in Melbourne has already banned its employees from placing bets on the outcome. Sportsbet has defended its action, saying betting on trains is just a little bit of fun. Will Ockenden reports.
Complaining about public transport is almost a national sport.
Take too long to come.
Yeah, the trains. They're a bit dirty too inside.
It's livable, but it's not the best.
And increasingly, so is placing a bet on everything from horse racing to what Facebook's share price will be at the end of the year.
I buy a $1 sweep once a year in the Melbourne Cup.
Now there's the chance to combine the two favourites of betting and whinging about train punctuality.
Awesome.
Why awesome?
Because you can gamble.
Matthew Campbell is from sportsbet.com.au.
Two guys might be having a beer about talking about something, and what we do is we put up a novelty market to say, well, if you want to look at that, you can actually do that. What we thought is it's often a talking point about the trains running late.
So far, punters in both Melbourne and Sydney are putting their faith in the train operators, with the betting odds indicating both City Rail and Metro trains will meet their on-time targets. But gambling expert Matthew Rockloff from Central Queensland University says it's a problem when you offer a bet on something that can be easily manipulated.
Somebody has a gambling problem and is desperate and has placed a bet that the trains won't run on time. What is the opportunity for sabotage to make sure that they get the event that they want? That's a really disturbing possibility.
Associate Professor Rockloff says even if people aren't out on the train tracks purposely delaying trains, there's a perception issue.
Perceptions are just as important as reality, and so if people believe that the trains are running slow because it's influenced by a betting process, that can undermine people's confidence in people actually working in the best interest of getting the trains to run on time.
The New South Wales Minister for Transport says in a statement she's concerned that betting would be extended to train punctuality. That concern is backed up by Victoria's Minister for Gaming, Michael O'Brien, who says the federal government should create regulation to stop it from happening.
Do you want to see everything in everyday life become the subject of bookmakers? There's a prospect that if there was sufficient money at stake, people might be encouraged to undertake activities that could affect the punctuality of trains. That'd certainly be something for which, if that happened, any betting agency which created that market and the federal government would bear full responsibility.
Doesn't it show that people are perhaps a little bit upset with the public transport system and it's putting an uncomfortable reality on it for the state government?
People questioning the punctuality of trains is a national pastime, not just here, but right across the world.
Sportsbet's Matthew Campbell says the concern is misplaced.
These are just muck around novelty bets of $5 and $10. These are novelty bets. They're not real betting markets as far as people betting big amounts on it. And it'd be drawing a very long bow to suggest someone having $20 on whether the trains will come in on time can actually influence a train running at a vast network of Melbourne or Sydney.
But you wouldn't need to delay all that many trains in order to win the bet if the on-time results were close for that month, says Professor Peter Taylor from the Department of Mathematics and Statistics at Melbourne University.
We're betting on something where the punters actually have a potential to actually affect the outcome. And a punter could actually do something to deliberately delay trains. Most other things you bet on, that's not the case.
For example, in July last year, 88.2% of metro trains arrived on time. You would have to delay only 0.3 of 1% to stop Metro Trains from making its 88% on-time target. Professor Peter Taylor says that's less than 200 trains.
It's possible that close to the end of the month you might be able to take action to do that.
Sally Gainsbury from the Centre for Gambling Research at Southern Cross University says novelty bets are more to draw people in and promote the company.
Tentative novelty bets, to get people talking about a betting site, to generate word-of-mouth publicity and just sort of an entertainment, silly way to get into betting. They're typically not intended to be large wagers placed on events such as this, but it is possible that people do engage in this type and then visit the site, sign up accounts and become interested in other types of betting.
That's Sally Gainsbury from the Centre for Gambling Research finishing Will Ockenden's report.